You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday evening. And I know y'all seen that new intro. Now, listen, man, I did have the format messed up, but it's okay because the intro is still fire. And I had to give y'all something a little different, man. Listen, we making some upgrades to the show slowly but surely, man. And a lot of y'all weren't here in the beginning, but the show has come a long way. And we still got a long way to go. But anyway, with all that being said, man, I hope everybody having a great week. I'm having a great week. We about to have a great show. And listen, man, I need y'all to do one thing. I need y'all to go ahead and hit that like button. You're probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a pink shirt with red headphones that don't match the shades. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. We got the most haters out of any other fitness podcast out. We make more people laugh than any other fitness podcast out. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang. I need y'all to hit the like button as well, man. And listen, before we get started, man, because I know we got a lot to talk about. It's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to touch on it. I'll save it. But before we get started, man, listen, y'all are not stopping the movement. Stop trying to get me to delete posts. Stop trying to get me to change up my style. Stop trying to get me to do all of this other bullshit. You're not changing the movement. It is what it is. We here. The world needs this. It's people that want this type of coaching. Everybody not trying to be coddled like a little baby. So if you're going to be coddled like a baby, keep scrolling. Go to a different page where they babying you and keeping people fat as hell.
Big back activity.
Stay over there. But we ain't got time for that here. Stop trying to change what's going on, man. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's keep this episode going. Yo, I'm DeMarco. Looks like Joey Spoil ain't making any more vids. I was never a fan of his. I mean, that's cool, you know. Black people, and I talk about everybody on here, black people and liberals are too damn sensitive, bro. They are too sensitive. There's no reason. And Joey Swole's a bitch for apologizing. He should have apologized. He's a bitch for stopping his content, for letting something like that, bro. You said what you said, move on from it. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, people ain't gonna be talking about it, bro. Like, people are just way too sensitive, dog. The Hogan thing got everyone divided like Trump. Yeah, man. I get, and they gonna call me. Never mind. They gonna call me all the names. Intro fire, appreciate it on a Wednesday. Shannon Sharp got fired. Yeah, they had to fire him. They had to. ESPN can't carry that. They can't carry on with that guy on there. It's just gonna bring negative reviews. He's gonna hinder the program. So they had to fire him. I don't give a fuck about that racist dude dying, nor Joey Swole, the virtual signal. And I'm gonna keep it real, man. I'm cool with y'all having opinions, but we not disrespecting the dead on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into that. I don't care who you are. I don't care if I like you or dislike you. Not disrespecting dead people on the show. Respectfully. You know what I'm saying? We can have a conversation about it, but I'm not disrespecting the dead. I don't believe in that. Yes, sir. Live on a Wednesday. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. C Marty intro. Appreciate y'all. I feel you. Yes, sir. The coolest, coldest, dopest. That was on the island. That was Wicked Scorpion was on that island list. intro was dope. Appreciate it. I asked about changing my pop's diet. He made a whole pan of brownies for himself this weekend. Good luck with that, brother. Good luck with that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Joey did a lot of good stuff for the fitness industry. And me being a fitness content creator, that shit just pisses me off because, and I'm not as big as Joey Saw, obviously, but I get all types of hate and this and that. They had me on the T app talking about I like this, that, saying everything about my content, bro. That's not stopping me, bro. I don't respect Joey Swole for letting that little shit stop him. I don't respect that, bro. Have some nuts. I never bought into his nice guy internet personality. Plus, I heard from plenty of people years ago that he was grifting, scamming people, and harassing women. I mean, even if he was scamming and harassing women, he made great content. Like, that has nothing to do with his content and the work he put in. You know what I'm saying? I don't support him doing grifting or harassing women, but he made great content. He was good for the fitness industry. He said colored instead of people of color. I'm not a race person. At least everyone has to be less sensitive. And as a black person, like, that's, yeah, you're out of pocket for saying colored. Okay, apologize. Moving on with my day. Like, what the fuck? Like, I got shit to do. I'm not about to sit here and be in an outrage. And that's the thing. People always looking for a reason to cancel somebody, bro. Like, he said some dumb shit. Everybody in the world has done some dumb shit. Black people were calling white people crackers. Black people saying they gonna call ICE on Hispanics because they cut them off on the road. Like, bro, everybody has done some shit behind closed doors. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too authentic, man. Man, I'm just too authentic for the folks, man. But I'm gonna do a video on that. Hey, Chris, your before pick looks negged than most after. I don't even know what that means. how long did your personal transformation take you to achieve it? Is it true? That's not really a transformation. That's just me falling off. And I mean, I've been doing this so long that, you know, it take me a couple weeks to get back. I don't know the exact dates there, but, you know, I just had a little phase where I fell off. But it wasn't like, that's not how, I never was walking around like that for a long period of time. What up, Joe? Haters got to do better and mind their own business. Big facts. Think some haters trying to set up. Yeah, bro, they always trying to take somebody down, bro. Even with Shannon Sharp, bro, like, I'm not about to get into it because people going to get offended if I put my opinion out there, but, like, people just taking out of proportion. I would have respected him more if he just apologized for saying color. He did apologize. He apologized for saying color. He apologized for it. Thank you for the intro. Hey, man, with all that being said, let's get this intro. I mean, let's get this episode started, man. We got Big Back wants a date. Now, listen, man. I have told y'all on this show plenty times that guys who seek big women, guys who go after big women, guys who say they like BBWs are all cap.
Stop the cap.
They don't really like them women. They see it as easy access, easy buns, and they can probably control the situation. If you don't believe me, I'm about to show you right now. Make sure you hit the like button. Let's get this episode started. 1 second while I find the video. Here we go.
I want to go on lots of dates. I want to go on dates all the time.
Okay.
I want it to be just like me and you, like together. Uh-oh. In a relationship, like
exclusively?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I thought we were kind of had a thing going.
What was all of this for if we just...
AKA, he just wants them big back BBW buns.
You like to go out on dates, so I wanted to take you on a date.
Like, is homeboy and homegirl?
I mean, I don't know what time.
Anytime somebody say, I mean, they start a sentence with, I mean, they freaking lying.
Why you want to put a title on it? I think we've kind of been cool for the last 20 years or so, right?
I mean, he fucking already. He might as well. Like, I
thought me coming on this date, I was going to get rid of the dating apps and...
I mean, I just say do all of that.
It's cooked for her, man.
Well, if it's not broke, we don't got to fix it, do we?
So you don't want anything more?
I mean, I like what we have right now.
I like to date with a purpose.
I don't know what else you really want me to tell.
Don't say you like to date with a purpose after you let him smash some BBW buns for years.
Nope.
I just feel like... I feel like I was just lied to. And everything was fake.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And ladies will defend being big, being out of shape, getting type 2 diabetes, heart disease. They'll defend their shit and say they still got dudes that like them. When 9 times out of 10, I'm willing to bet 9 times out of 10, this is the reality. This is the reality. Ladies, I'm not telling you not to love yourself, but get your shit together. Do not neglect your health, your body, your future, your longevity, your kids' life, your family, your partner, whoever, anybody close to you. Don't neglect that because of some dusty ninja.
Nope.
Because some dusty ninja wants to continue to use you. That's what's happening most of the time. You're going to have a few guys that really just love BBWs, but this is the case. I'm a guy. I hear guys talk. I know how guys think. I've heard conversations that you BBWs ain't going to hear.
Nope.
Get in the gym.
Nope.
The evidence is out there.
Nope.
We put the evidence out on every show.
What?
It's not a debate.
What?
And y'all can keep the hate. Hold up. It's not a debate. Y'all can keep the hate. Y'all ninjas is late. Yeah. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep this show going, man. Bro, we come with the receipts here. Big Spider in the building. See, Marty used to be Remy Marty. Oh, God, her teeth. I saw the show. He was using her for years. Her face looked like Tracy Morgan is crazy. Lady, I would have walked out immediately. She ain't know what to do. It caught her off guard. He's the male version of women who like guys with dad bods.
We do not care.
Listen, man, it's crazy. She lied to herself for real. Just a man in general, a manly, gender neutral face. That's crazy. She lied to herself. Period, Jenny. Okay, Steph, shut up. He going to deride King Dakar, not marry it. That's crazy, bro. So sad. She looked like Ice Cube, Uncle Elroy. Oh, well, I didn't see how big she was in that first outfit. My bad. No more take me as I am nonsense. That's the mindset right there. That's what it leads to. Lead to that heart getting broken. She let bro get in that grease traps and surprise he doesn't want anything further. Yikes. A lot of times women think they can change a man's mind. I promise that's not the case, lady. Save yourself the trouble and listen to that man when he tells you. Yeah, if he tells you, I don't want anything serious. Keep it fitness, though. How's she dating with a purpose if she letting dudes smash? How's she letting dudes smash if she talking about dating with a purpose? Crazy, man. All right, bro, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today. Today episode is wild, bro. We got your man won't tell you to get in the gym. Your man won't tell you to get in the gym. Let's check it out and make sure y'all hit that like button for your boy while I pull up this video. Let's check it out.
Get your big ass in the gym. Your man is not going to tell you this because he loves you. Your man is not going to tell you this because he doesn't want to argue with you. Get your big ass in the gym. That's not what he got in a relationship with. You done let yourself go. It's getting out of hand. Your arms is the same size as his. Your stomach is the same size as his. Your back is the same size as his. And he love you. And he's not going to go anywhere. And he gave you that grace period after you had the babies. We understand you're happy and you're in love. But get your big back ass in the gym. It's not sexy. He don't want to see it. He's putting up with it. Why do you think he ain't touched you in weeks? Why you think he don't want to give you head no more? He can't even breathe down there. It's okay. We're not fat shaming. You're just ashamed of your body if you don't like this post. He didn't fall in love with a size 19. He fell in love with a size 8 to 10. There's nothing sexy about the panties you wear no more. He's not going to tell you he's tired of you wearing these leather pants. They don't fit you right. Go ahead and get in the gym. It's okay. There's a difference between being thick and fat. Nobody signed up for the blubber. Get your ass in the gym. Please. He's tired. You're tired of it. That's why you keep stalking his Instagram and you're mad because he keep liking these chicks with these six packs.
Hey, man. Shout out to this brother here, man. That's the dude that was going to that Spider-Mo a couple months ago. So you see Spider-Mo silent. That's Spider-Mo arch nemesis right there. But anyway, I'm not going to say that. As much as wild as I go, I will never go that far on a post. Anyway, I'm going to put my spin on it. Ladies, a lot of guys are going to be, they're going to be scared to tell you the truth. They're going to be scared to tell you to go to the gym. They're going to be scared to tell you gain some weight. 9 times out of 10, because you're going to overreact.
What?
And they're going to just let you continue to get big. They're going to just let you continue to get fatter, bigger, backer. And they won't say anything. And then it's going to reach a breaking point where they end up cheating. I'm not saying they should cheat. I'm not saying that at all. They end up cheating. They end up breaking a relationship off out of nowhere. They end up hating you. And it just goes to shit. When that man got with you, and this applies the other way around. Ladies, this applies with fellas, this applies with the ladies too. Don't get it twisted. Don't sit here and think you safe, fellas. But when that man got with you, he didn't think, damn, I want to see her 30 pounds, 40 pounds heavier.
Nope.
Damn, I think she's going to be sexy 50 pounds heavier.
Nope.
I think she's going to be sexy if she gained 50 pounds in a year.
Nope.
That's not going to be what he's thinking. That man pursued you because he was attracted to you. And when you were putting in work, when you become a gym goer, a gym head, right? Even if you're not getting results, the fact that you're trying, the fact that you're passionate about it, he's going to be attracted to that. Yo, if these dogs don't shut up, yo, these dogs are tripping. Shut up. Shut up. I don't even know where I was at. He ain't gonna be attracted to you. So listen, ladies, stay in the gym, stay on top of your shit. It's gonna make the relationship go worse. And what I don't like is how y'all wait till y'all get out of the relationship to get it together.
Nope.
What kind of sense does that make, ladies? But anyway, this guy's speaking all facts. Let's get in these comments because I lost my train of thought because my dogs keep barking, but I'm still killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Where we at in these comments, man? If you got to argue with your wife about working out, you're with the wrong chick. That's a bar right there. Size 19 is crazy. It happens. He went in. Can't breathe down there. Size 19. This episode wild so far. You ain't seen none yet. He putting belt to ass. Imagine lying in bed with a land whale and waking up smelling morning breath and chunk funk. Ugh. Dude, a quarter repping goofy, but facts is facts. He definitely was quarter repping. Spider-Mo had beef and laws. Nah. Spider-Mo ain't lose. Spider-Mo held him accountable, man. Damn brother, forgot you was on. What's up, dog? This is why I've always had a ladies' wolf pack where we hold ourselves accountable. And that's rare. That's rare. A lot of women lie to each other. The guys tend to tell each other the truth. Like, guys don't care. We joke and, you know, talk shit all day. That man is kryptonite to the love me as I am. That man is kryptonite to the love me as I am crowd. I don't even know what you're saying, Shy. Hey, man. Y'all, shut up, man. How many dogs you have, too? Get those dogs on the couches you want. If I put the dogs on the couch, they'll knock the camera over. It's not even, they too wild. And they big dogs, too. So it wouldn't happen. Not happening. This show going wild in 15 minutes. The dogs even know it. Bars. Starting 15 minutes earlier than scheduled and dogs barking. What's going on with this ratchet ass podcast? Yeah, man. I be starting early sometimes. I gotta get to bed, man. I gotta get up early. So if I can get here a little early, you know, I get it done. He gonna pander to them to big joints tomorrow. He do a little bit of pandering. What did I miss this episode sound as well? Clip, get your big ass in the gym. Facts. Let's look at it again. That's a good video. Let's look at it one more time. I might need to react to that. I might need to throw that on TikTok or the gram and react to that, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Let's look at it one more time.
Get your big ass in the gym. Your man is not going to tell you this because he loves you. Your man is not going to tell you this because he doesn't want to argue with you. Get your big ass in the gym. That's not what he got in a relationship with. You done let yourself go. It's getting out of hand. Your arm.
Just like if he get broke, ladies, y'all gonna be mad.
Your arms is the same size as his. Your stomach is the same size as his. Your back is the same size as his. And he love you. And he's not gonna go anywhere. And he gave you that grace period after you had the babies. We understand you're happy and you're in love. But get your big back ass in the gym. It's not sexy. He don't wanna see it. He's putting up with it. Why do you think he ain't touched you in weeks?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Why you think he don't want to give you head no more?
Vice versa, too, ladies. Vice versa. Yeah, I mean, fellas, if your lady ain't touching in weeks and you getting bigger.
Big back activity.
What you think it is? Well, he can't. Especially if she at the gym.
Can't even breathe down there. It's okay. We're not fat shaming. You're just ashamed of your body if you don't like this post. He didn't fall in love with a size 19. He fell in love with a size 8 to 10. There's nothing sexy about the panties you wear no more. He's not going to tell you he's tired of you wearing these leather pants. They don't fit you right. Go ahead and get in the gym. It's okay. There's a difference between being thick and fat. Nobody signed up for the blubber.
Facts.
Get your ass in the gym. Please.
Please.
He's tired. Please. You're tired of it. That's why you keep stalking his Instagram and you're mad because he keep liking these chicks with these six packs.
Bars. Oh, bars. Daniel Shannon, what up? I don't have no mini poodle, Ronith. Ronith, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
On this podcast, we don't want no puppies. We want some big dogs.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Shout out Shannon Sharp. This man is holding our women accountable who believe they should be loved as they are. Nah, it's real talk. I disagree. If you love your woman, you'll tell her to get her in the gym, plain and simple. Well, I mentioned before you got on here, man, a lot of dudes scared of their woman. And not in a like physical way, but a lot of dudes don't want to deal with their women reacting to the truth. Because a lot of women can't handle the truth. Just speaking from being a trainer, speaking from knowing guys' friends, from my guy friends that have wives and girlfriends, from having girlfriends, a lot of women ain't trying to hear that shit. So, yeah, a lot of dudes just ain't going to do it. That don't mean they don't love their girl. I just think they soft. Some other stuff I want to say, but I promise I was going to behave. Hey, man, don't get me canceled, bro. They did Uncle Shay dirty, made that man settle with Beck. With Becky and still fighting from ESPN. I'm going to be honest, man. My take on Shannon, I'm not going to give it, but I will hold Shannon accountable and I'm going to talk about how this is bullshit and that Tony Busby shit and how people are just stupid and want to see people fail. It's a whole bunch of shit. I got a lot of opinions on that. You don't tell her to get in the gym, you don't love her. You can make a case for that for sure. See, Marty, what's up, baby? Picture was wild, baby. That guy, and oh, that was wild, Hawk. You funny as shit. That guy in the comment of the short video about the big guy on the airplane was strange. Which one are you talking about? I don't know which one you're talking about, bro. He the same one that said, if you ask your wife for a threesome, you should allow her to bring another man into the bedroom and run the train. He did say that. He right, but he kind of thick in the hips too. He is. he got to get his body together. Okay, many pool to always support your lives. Appreciate you. Ain't no scared. We gonna argue if not deuces. Everybody, every man not built like that, bruh. Every man is not built like that. Look at Joey Swole bitch ass. Look at Joey Swole bitch ass.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
A lot of dudes can't stand on business. If I can't lift you, I can't love you. And if I can lift a lot, so you got some time. All facts, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going. Killing y'all today. Make sure y'all hit that like button for your boy. And we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to talk about the sorry, black women. Sorry, black women. That's the most content I could find. The one talking about you can't judge anyone. Only God can. Oh, yeah, Frost, if you still here, bring that up at the end. Bring that up at the end of the show if you still here, bro. Bro, like, oh, my God. That was crazy. What happened to Joey Swole? We talk about it at the end. We have consideration of their feelings about their weight. Yep, that's true. Joey Swole is the epitome of you can't handle the heat, stay out the kitchen. Big facts. Hater shit. Unk had too much dip on his chip. Let's talk about it at the end. Let's talk about it at the end, man. That's why I started early today. We talk about it at the end. Anyway, we got this girl here basically saying, black women, stop worrying about black women's weight. I can't remember what the phrase was I was going to preview with, but stop worrying about black women's weight. And she got a puffy face. She got a jiggly puff face.
What?
She got the face. She got the face. Let's watch the video.
Okay, you guys. So it has been brought to my attention all up on my timeline. Black women are being called out for their weight.
Yes.
I swear we become a topic of conversation at least once or twice a day. Something.
Everybody's being talked about every day. Literally, they're talking about Sydney Sweeney being the gene model for American Eagle, and they're mad at her for being white. Everybody gets talked. Black men get talked about every day. Damn sure white men get talked about every day. Look, Trump do something every day, so they talk about white men and racism every day. So sorry that black women get talked about when everybody else gets talked about. But my bad. Let's keep it going.
The thing is, always we're always being dragged into the forefront. Like, we did not sign up to be the strongest soldier, but anyway,
Never mind. Here's
my two cents on
shout out Kevin Samuels.
Why the population of black women are quote unquote overweight, right?
Yep.
For one, everybody's weight, just because you see a thin person does not mean that they are healthy.
Nobody's arguing that.
I don't know where people correspond that with whatever.
Nobody says that.
One, people nobody says have that. Different body indexes and different, let's hear.
Your body composition is made up of your habits and what you're putting in your body and your exercise.
For genetics. And so a lot of times, genetically, things can be passed down through generations, right?
Only thing that's passed down is them big back-ass habits.
If we take it all the way back to slavery times,
I know her ass did not just say slavery.
Nope.
And that's the problem with black people. This is a long video. We might not get through the whole video. Okay, I can see if the slavery was in the 2000s and the 2010s and we fresh out of it and that affected us and that's why we fat. You ain't spent one day in slavery.
Nope.
What are you bringing up slavery for?
Nope.
For you being a big back.
Nope.
If you want to talk about like systemic racism or something from slave because of slavery, and that's a whole different topic. But we talking about you being at brunch every Sunday. I bet you she live in Atlanta, Houston, or the DMV and be at brunch. I guarantee it. What are you bringing slavery in for? That shit pisses me off.
Women that were in the field and everything like that were always stockier. Black women have always been different as far as.
Black women have not always been stockier and different. That is cap. They might have had bigger butts, maybe a little bit of thicker thighs, a little bit proportion different. But stocky mean big up top. Stocky mean big ass shoulders, thick ass wrists, and thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
Our muscle mass. A lot of times the average black woman holds a lot of her weight in her hips. So do the Boricuas. So do.
Okay, hips is not bellies and back.
Latino women, we just carry it differently. However, to be specific, in this day and age, I firmly believe that a lot of the weight gain has a lot to do with stress. We are not supposed to be using this amount of our mind and our hearts in society.
People have been in wars. People have been inventing things. People were dying of sickness before medicine. So people been stressed. What the fuck are you talking about?
Society,
don't get me in my history bag.
Then we do. In order for a black woman to show up the way that she needs to show up in society, whether that's as a mom figure, as an employee or a boss, as a wife, as a friend, whatever the case may be, anyone.
So fathers, brothers, male employees, and male friends don't have shit they're dealing with either. Okay.
For that matter, you need food for fuel. Now, mind you.
You got too much damn fuel.
Is there such thing as overindulging? Absolutely. But do
we
I
know you
feel
know that
like the person that you see walking down the street, if she's super thick, you know, do I feel like super she's unhealthiest? No.
Yes.
You see Samoans, they are their body index is completely different. So what I'm gonna need y'all to do
Samoans
is leave black women up out of the conversation.
No,
general.
We still talking
if
about
if you
it.
Want us to be healthy, how about y'all set up a system that's healthier for us?
How about y'all set up a system where y'all ass ain't at brunch every weekend? I just reacted to black women talking about how much nothing but cakes they eating. How about y'all set up a system to stop going to Wendy's and the barbecue every weekend?
It's barbecue in there.
That's what y'all could do. That's the system y'all could set up.
About instead of us fighting for our lives in comments or fighting to be picked by the same men that we give birth to, how about we give that a more comfortable slate to be approached?
What are you talking about? Y'all want to be coddled.
Nonetheless, at the end of the day, black women, you are perfect the way that you are.
That's that oh, my bad. I didn't mean to rewind it. That's that bullshit right there. Telling people that they perfect. Where we at? Here we go. Where was it? Perfect. All right. Anyway, I'll find where I was at. That's the problem right there. Y'all telling each other y'all are perfect. BMI of 30, body percent of 30 plus, body fat percentage of 30 plus. And you talking about you perfect. Ain't work hard for shit. You get up drinking every night. Wine night every night, full of sugar, no nutrients, no hydration. Lying to the personal trainer, men do that too. But I mean, that right there is crazy, ladies. Y'all got to stop calling each other perfect. It's nothing perfect about that. And I bet you she like 24 at this size. I bet you she 24 at this size. I don't know where we was at, but let's just start. Damn, my bad, y'all. I didn't mean to rewind it.
In comments or fighting to be picked by the same men that we give birth to.
Sorry, my bad, y'all.
We give that a more comfortable slate to be approachable with. But
here we go, right here.
Nonetheless,
you're
at the end of the day,
perfect.
Black women, you are perfect the way that you are. If you feel like you are overindulging, speak to somebody. Use ChatGPT. Find resources. Find groups to work out in. But don't let nobody on this app dictate how you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to look like. Only you can define what you are ready for. And
you're literally on the same app, dictating them to stay fat. You telling them not to listen to nobody on the app, but you want the app trying to get them to listen to you.
What you're able to, and do not beat yourself up over these freaking videos that you see. And regardless, let's also clock this real quick. Regardless of how we are shaped, we will forever be over sexualized.
What are you talking about?
Especially the thick ones. So it was a point where people didn't want to get thick anymore because it brought too much attention. The way that I am shaped, I had one video that went viral based off of
the whole thick propaganda shit is to get y'all to consume certain things. For big time business, this is my theory. This is not a fact. this is an opinion for big time business and to keep the black community acting like some damn fools. That's another conversation for another.
It's my
day.
Shape alone. I would be considered overweight, right?
You are,
which is completely fine.
We can see that in your neck, and your chin, and your nose,
to my
and your cheeks.
Normal BMI, even though we don't even dictate, you know, weight by BMI anymore. But
that only applies to people with muscle.
Circumstantial. You have hormonal situations. You have health risk. You have different things that genuinely show up differently in people's bodies, including stress. So
there's no science behind that.
That this year hasn't been stressful as fuck enough. So unless suggesting
you've been big backing all year.
Big back activity.
What are you talking about? You've been big backing all year, and you want to blame it on this year been stressful.
Big back activity.
Women, y'all look good. Let's get y'all outside. Let's
everybody
do,
don't
let's
look
do
good.
That. Also, if it was a safer fucking environment, I can't express that enough. If it was safer for us to be out here, we would be out here in the woods. Like
nobody is snatching your fat ass up off the street.
Everybody else hiking and running, but no, we be the
nobody snatching your fat ass up hiking.
Stop the cap.
You ain't never hiked.
Main targets on everybody's mind, clearly. So yeah, that's my two cents. Bah.
Yeah, black community's cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy
and she think she really thinks she was cooking. She really thinks she was cooking. But unfortunately, not only are black women, but that's the mindset of a lot of women, Hispanic and white women, too. You know, obviously, they're going to have a different, different reasoning for why they fat. But it's going to be similar in the same ballpark, same fucking excuses. She's cooked. There's no changing that. She's cooked. It's over for her. She might have to have a health scare to lose weight. But this is the culture. And like I said, I think it's propaganda for big business to keep getting big women to spend money at certain places. And I think it's propaganda to keep the black community acting like some fools.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
Killing y'all today, man. Let's hit the like button and let's give her one of these too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's give her one of these too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And let's give her one of these too. Cause that was crazy. All that was ridiculous. Where we damn, y'all going crazy in the comments. God damn. We're gonna Brown Baldy, we're gonna talk about that at the end of the show. She reeks a chunk funk. She got the face of a dinosaur egg, fat nose ass. Shut your jazz up. You talk about this all the time. Physical appearance means something. It shows if you're disciplined or not. Yep. Automatic excuse saying thin people aren't healthy. Why did they jump straight to that? Black people in the 1950s experiencing racism, they were not that fat. They were definitely slimmer earlier. Yes, she meant stocky. there weren't that many stocky black women. Nope. She was in slavery because the clothes have cotton that she picks from hung. That's crazy. You're out of here, buddy.
Break free, you're out.
Civil rights women were definitely smaller. And just to keep bringing up slavery and Jim Crow wouldn't be big backs if they lived during those times at all. It never ceases to amaze me how black people connect everything to slavery. Annoying as fuck. So starving kids in other countries are not stressed. They think they, like, I love y'all black women, but y'all really think y'all are the most stressed people in the world. And we're so privileged in this country. Not to try to sound like a coon or super MAGA. But, like, we're super privileged here. Like, y'all, it get real in the field in other countries, man. Y'all gotta wake up and touch grass a little bit. Love our sisters, but they love doing stuff like this. Be the first ones to bring up race. But hate being called out as a group. Girl, if you don't, nobody leaves with their demographic more than B-dubs, but swear they're always the main ones being picked on. Crazy. I've been deployed and been shot at. She can miss me with the bullshit. Big facts. Shout out to the military, man. It has nothing to do with stress. Has to do with overeating and indulging. Yeah, big facts. Homo sapiens, a.k.a. us, was stressing when they had to deal with six other species of us and they weren't fat. Yep. The diet definitely don't work for her the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I lost brain cells too, man. Harriet Tubman wasn't fat or eating crumble cookies in the underground tunnel at all. Definitely chatting. Setting up a system basis of the Democratic Party right there. You really can't make this shit up. We're not going there today. We're not going there today. You are not enough. You just ate enough. Samoans have muscles. Yep, that's a whole nother topic, man. I'm trying to go through these comments quick because there's a whole bunch of them, man. Fat women on TikTok telling fat women not to listen on TikTok. Can't make this shit up. Oh, man. Girl, who hurt you? This girl talk nonsense. Shut your BA up. Biscuit face ass. She got a turtleneck. Trump being reelected is a source of black trauma. Get the... bro, like, come on, man. All presidents do bullshit. It's just a heightened sense of awareness because Trump is the president. Every president we had in the past 20 years that did some wild bullshit or said some wild bullshit. Maybe not to the level of Trump, but everybody did some bullshit. Not every black woman is built like that, and not because they look like that doesn't mean they're healthy. When I was a kid, my mom used to tell me if they kidnap you, they'll bring you right back because they're going to have to feed your big ass. Easy to lose weight. Nobody snatching her big ass up. By the way, are we really wondering why professional athletes don't? All right, I'm not going there, bro. That y'all could talk about that. I'm not going there. We ain't going to do the sisters that bad, bro. Stress can kill you. That's why a lot of these black people are dying young, because they're stressing over the most trivial things. Life is stressful. One reason to get in shape. Fire episode so far, man. Dom DeMarco. Oh, we got a big back rebuttal. Let's check out this big back rebuttal, man. And let's keep this episode going, man. Oh, my bad. Big back book rebuttal. So let's check it out. White people.
I think little you needs to hear this. I have a body, you have one too.
Mine, oh Lord.
Me and yours belongs to.
White people have lost their minds.
We listen to our bodies, they tell us what we need. Sometimes we need.
These the people mad at Joey Swole.
We can move, and sometimes we need to eat. Our bodies need water, and our bodies need rest. Sometimes we like hugs, sometimes space is best. Our bodies are amazing, big or small. Some bellies are squishy, some people are tall. We may look.
Bro, they putting this in kids. They're putting this fat acceptance in kids.
Look different, and that's the best part. We all have a brain and we all have a heart. No matter our height and no matter our weight. All bodies are important, all bodies are great.
All bodies are not great.
Stop the cap.
Man, bro, I never thought this country would turn into this.
We feed them food and we exercise. Bodies can be healthy at any size.
Absolutely not true. And my thing is that you're going to have outrage for Joey Swole. You're going to have outrage for Trump. I'm cool with that. Whatever. Whether I agree or disagree, how do y'all not have outrage for this? Y'all lucky I'm not a parent yet. Let one of my kids have this book in school. My kid getting kicked out that school because it's not flying.
We use our bodies in everything we do. So to our bodies, we say thank you. Bodies can be healthy at any size. They also can be unhealthy at any size. The amount of fat on your body does not dictate how much love and respect you deserve.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Common sense is no longer common. Science is no longer science. Now things are supported by opinion. They are supported by opinion and emotion. This is ridiculous, bruh. This is ridiculous. You're going to have kids eating Twinkies, Pop-Tarts, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, all this shit. Kids already want sweets. They're kids. They already crave sweets. They want sugar. Now you're making it worse. And that's why we got all these fat ass kids running around. This is ridiculous, man. This is crazy. And for people to see stuff like this, to see all the encouragement and blame the dumbest excuses and blame stress, you're literally conditioned to be a big back.
Big back activity.
You conditioned to have a big ass back, and you paying all this money, and all the companies. We seen what happened with Crumble Cookie owner the other day, got a gym in his house. These companies laughing at you.
Got him.
Gotti.
They laughing at you, taking your money while you getting fat. And they not feeding their kids this bullshit. And they not reading their kids this bullshit. This shit is crazy. Make it make sense. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Where we at in these comments, man? We probably going to be here for a while tonight. I'm glad I started early. Is that the fat girl that can't get the matches she wants online? It looks just like her. They all look the same. Call me racist if you want to. I don't care. Yeah, that was a Jenny L.
How dare you?
White people have lost their minds. When Jesus coming back? I'm going to be honest, bro. I didn't think Jesus was coming back in my lifetime, but the older I get, the more I'm starting to think he's coming back in my lifetime. Her body needs to hit the gym and separate itself from her toxic mind. Yep. I swear, once social media became more mainstream in the 2010s, people started becoming more sensitive. Yep. Now we putting this shit in children's books. We fucked bad, man. We're really screwed. That's the exact targeted audience, kids. So sad, completely insane. Yeah, I'm not going there. But the kids are definitely targeted. But I'm not going to go there. Current public school curriculum, I'll stop there because this is a fitness podcast. Yeah, well, let's not get canceled, y'all. Let's stay in our lane. Back then, there wasn't any censorship. In kindergarten, we had a whole song about self-control with an emphasis on not overeating. This crazy how times change, man. Crazy. Get this nursery rhyme bullshit out of here.
Break three, you're out.
Get it out of here. But when their knees are screaming, telling them to lose weight, they use medication to ignore. Yep. Just finished the Lego set. That's fire. Personally, I think childhood obesity should be classified as a form of abuse and neglect. I agree. I should have been a doctor, and then I should have been a doctor in the next 10 years. The bank account will be rolling. Yep, all facts, man. Getting that big bank roll. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. What we got next, man? Oh, we're going to go through this quick. We got another Big Back Sorority. Y'all let me know if I need to react to this video, man. Okay. Oh, man. I'm going to turn that off just so I don't get a copyright. Now, before I do a reaction video, y'all let me know, are these students or are these like alumni that's bigger? Either way, it's egregious. It's egregious. I saw this on like a Juicy Curvy type page that made the shirts for them. So this is a big back group. This is purposely a big back group. So it's egregious. But before I react, I need y'all to let me know what this is. And this is what's glorified. You see the comments. Yeah, y'all ladies killing it. I love it. Y'all are perfect. Y'all are beautiful. That's just the times we living in, man. And what's crazy with black women. Sorry, I love y'all. But in the time where this is encouraged and praised the most, you acting like there's no correlation with that 60% obesity rate.
Big back activity.
Yeah, y'all praise the shit more than y'all ever have in history. So that's why y'all backs is big.
Big back activity.
Y'all taking zero preventative measures, but y'all could get up and dance and do the sorority dance. Y'all could get up and do boots on the ground. Y'all could get up and do the Cupid shuffle. Y'all can get up and do electric slide, cha-cha slide. What's another one they be doing? It's another one people be going crazy over. I can't think of that joint. But y'all getting up and doing all that, but won't go to the gym. Make it make sense, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go, man. Where we at in these comments? I think I... Here we go. If Chris were to do live streams on YouTube back in 2007, I bet there'll be a lot more freedom in what you would say. Oh, yeah, I would have been cool in 2007. I have a friend whose kid is crazy fat. Little girl is 8 years old, big as a house. That's neglect. The old food pyramid they taught us in school did everybody their everybody. And let's keep it a bean. This is how girls get an entitlement mentality. They want all these chicks to walk around like they're 10s. Yeah. And you see the videos we put on here, like the big girls talking about they're a 10, they're an 8. it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. Ladies, don't fall into the propaganda. And it's okay to listen to some men tell y'all the truth. It's okay. It's all right. Two more years of med school, LOL. Not to sound shallow, but it's looking bright for the future bank account. And we love to hear that. We love that. We're the slim hot chicks. They can be built like Harambe and still be like, I need a six-figure ninja. I'm sick of this shit. Harambe had gains. Look like the students to me. Students, they are sisters from the Heifer Mu sorority. They spend dime on yaki hair like water, but cry poor about investing in a gym membership. Crazy. Did y'all chant about Big Fupas when you were doing military marching cadence? That's crazy, bro. I bet they hitting up the big bag spot as soon as they get done, of course. I don't even like them referring to any woman as a number. Oh, wow. See, Wicked, I see where you're going, and you're not going to get me to go there. You're not going to get me to go there, Wicked. Not today. Not today, sir.
Strike three, you're out.
Not today. Not today. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. We got a delusional big back. And yeah, people just losing their minds, man. And the food is affecting the mind. The lack of exercise is affecting the mind. The lack of hydration is affecting the mind. All the alcohol intake is affecting the mind. And if you don't believe me, watch this.
I'm the biggest I've ever been. I am 30, almost 31. I live at home with my dad. I do not work a job that makes me a lot.
If you're this big at 30, 31, you can't even take a video in the car on the iPhone and get your shoulders in the video. Barely get your shoulders in the video at 30. What you think 40, 50 gonna look like?
Money, but I absolutely love. And I still said no to a marriage proposal. I still say no to men, even though a lot of...
Nobody got on one knee and proposed to you.
Stop the cap.
Nobody got on one knee and proposed to you.
On this app, don't believe me. I still am who I am. And I'm saying all this to say, I've had two people in the last 30 minutes tell me to never stop smiling because my smile lights up a room. I've had two different people literally get giddy because they're in my presence. I allow myself to be feminine. I allow myself to be soft, and I allow myself to do life slow.
Only thing soft is that belly.
Even though people told me that I was not worth anything unless I was rushing around and making other people comfortable with my presence, just to now be acknowledged for my presence. I did nothing but just stand there and be myself. Myself with...
To get on camera and lie like this, you have to be a different type of fucking loser. And you have to need a different type of a validation. To get on camera and do this and seek validation from people on the internet, strangers with no profile picture, who you will never meet in real life, means you have no fucking life. You have nothing going on for you. You have nothing to do except sit there and eat all the damn Popeyes. Eat all the damn Popeyes.
Blood has to get from Popeyes.
Hair that's grown out, myself that is 400 and some odd pounds, myself that is, you know, not perfect and not done up and have gap in my teeth. I am exactly who I am, and these people who do not know me are gracious, are happy to be in my presence. And I'm saying all this to say that the things you think that everyone is not going to like about you are the things that random people, I cry on this internet all the time, the things that random people are going to appreciate so much about you. And this year has taught me that letting go of people who do not appreciate you allows people who
delusional.
Appreciate you in.
I don't know,
we'll never see them again. But it's
a constant reminder
that all the work I have been doing actually matters. It may not be a lot, and it may not see it overnight, but it matters, and you matter, and you're worth the hard work it's going to take to get
back to
the light that you've always had, but you've been hiding because
this
people
is crazy.
In your life told you that you were not good
this
enough
is crazy.
To have it.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Oh, bro.
This is crazy, bro.
This
is crazy. At this point, it's a mental, it's not just an obesity crisis. We're in a mental crisis, a mental health crisis. These bad habits are making people just delusional, making people make up stories online to the point where they're lying and making it, trying to make it sound believable. She believes it. That shit never happened, but she think that it happened. She thinks somebody got on one knee and proposed to her. listen, get your ass in the gym. Because the not only is the gym going to get you in shape, but the gym is going to be the first step to you being real with yourself. The gym is going to be the first step to losing that delusion. It's going to give you that reality check. It's going to force you to have a reality check. You're going to be sore. So your body's basically telling you, hey, I don't do this enough. I need to do this more. You're going to look better. Hey, I was fat as fuck. Your workout's not going to be as smooth if you're not eating nutrient-dense foods. Damn, I got to eat better. You're going to get, pause, no diddy,
you know?
You're going to get the cotton mouth, dry mouth, if you ain't hydrating and drinking your water. Damn, I need to drink more water. But these people ain't doing that. That's why they can get online, be delusional, and act crazy, and continue to get big as hell.
Big back activity.
Ridiculous. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going, bro. This is a fire episode right here. Where was that? Cupid Shuffle, Bunny Hop, Biker Shuffle, The Wobble. They're Wobble. That's it. Now they got a line dance for Law & Order SVU. What the? Okay. Okay.
You know, black people.
No.
Looks are definitely subjective. Wow. She wide. Another thing B-Dub swear happens. All of them swear they're constantly turning down marriage proposals. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to go there today. But let me shut up. I know the suspension in that vehicle is screaming. What is she talking about? You know, her car stinks like fat people smell. A few more years, doctor. I don't know why I need 6 pillows under my head to help me breathe at night. Now, that's crazy. The two folks getting giddy in your presence was laughing at your dumb ass. Get your ass in the gym so you can live longer, idiot. 30 plus, live with parents, probably part-time job. Don't look good, unk. She need a therapist and a personal trainer. She need one of everything. Baby, they're being nice to you because they feel sorry for your motherfucking ass. It's not genuine appreciation. Yep. She need a psych. Not sure why she's crying. She's crashing out. The fuck you crying for? Get your ass in the gym, man. Big facts. 31 still living at home. She welling. Ain't nobody proposed to her. She can't even support herself. Man, why are you bullying her? JNK, this ain't the place for that. JNK, this ain't the place for that.
Strike three, you're out.
She lives with her parents, not a good source of income, and not much going on in life. See, I ain't even say all that. Only way somebody proposing to her is if they got a place to stay and she ain't even got no crib. Yep. What's wrong with that? She probably has strict family. There can be no, I didn't even say that, so I ain't gonna respond to it. These marriage proposals and DMs be imaginary. LOL, your thumbnail. Jesus send the locusts. People are nuts. People are crazy, man. It's getting crazy out here, man. And like I said, I'm killing y'all. Let's hit the like button. Let's keep it going. We are in an over-sexualized culture. And everybody wants to be naked. Everybody wants to be naked. Everybody don't want to have no clothes on. But it's some people who have a lot of nerve to walk outside with no clothes on, and they ain't got no business walking outside like that.
Nope.
They don't have no business walking outside like that. And if you don't believe me, I'm about to show you right now. And y'all let me know, is this a gospel concert? No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Come on, y'all. Nobody shaming. It's no need for you to be outside in a damn crop top.
Belly.
It's no need for that. This body positivity movement is getting out of hand. And like I just showed the last girl we showed, people are getting delusional. I'm sure somebody probably called it sexy. But you know damn well, you don't look like the petite fit women that wear these outfits.
What do y'all say, Rocky Mountain?
I don't want to get a copyright. I don't think I will. But you got ass out and belly out and rolls out. You need to roll out.
Strike three, you're out.
But that's just that's where we at, man. And I hate to see our sisters doing that. I hate to see us as much as I love y'all, and black men too. We embarrass the community. The women doing that shit are an embarrassment to the community, and the men gassing her up and the men putting D in her and in her DM are an embarrassment to the black community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
It's ridiculous, man. People got to do better, and more importantly, her family and her circle and the people around her got to be honest with her. It's no way one of my family members would be going outside like that around me. I would for sure say something.
Nope.
And not even to lean on her or cook her ass. I wouldn't even cook her ass.
Let him cook.
But I would be honest. I'll be honest. I would say it with love. But that right there is crazy, man. It is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Oh no, it's right. Yo, listen to who let the dogs out. Well, in this case, who let the hippo out? Who? That's crazy.
Strike three, you're out.
Yes, we are. No, ma'am. The way I busted out laughing when you hit that black people button. It's the truth. Yeah, JNK, I don't know what's going on. You're not coming here trolling today, JNK. We're not doing it today. Today is not the day. A fat black woman wearing a Morgan Wallen crop top. I mean, you can't make this shit up. You literally can't.
You know, black people.
No.
The only dudes calling her sexy are going to be dusty criminals who have been locked up for 10 years and got their GEDs in prison. Yep. At least she got up and moving around.
Nope.
We don't care about that.
I'm here to tell you right now.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Let me tell you. We don't care.
Big backs wearing things they shouldn't be wearing. Oatmeal cream pie belly. Damn it, C. Marty. I'm not trying to throw it before I go to work. My bad. Pick Misha behavior. I saw pick Misha behavior, but she's not getting picked. I saw a big back woman with a belly out of her skimpy top and cut off shorts, man. It may not be a gospel concert, but I seen them just twerking the Mary Mary songs. You're lying. You're lying. No way. No way. All right, we got one more video, and we're going to shut it down for the day, man. We got the truth about Tropical Smoothie. That's like a local smoothie spot. It's in some other states, too. I don't know if your city or state got them or town, but just act like it's your local smoothie spot.
Go and work out at the gym. I mean, you go hard at the gym, and this is what you do. You come to Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and I already know what you get. You get the avocado and the blamilada, right? That's what you're thinking. You think it's healthy. Well, stick around. I'm going to show you how healthy it is not. What's what I got here? Come on. Two of your favorites, Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Let's talk about them. Too much sugar is really in it, so listen. The average person is taking it anywhere from 17 to 50 teaspoons a day, okay? So let's do the conversion. 1 teaspoon is equal to 4.2 grams of sugar. Let's check out this nutrition. Avocado has 600 calories, 17 grams of fat, 112 grams of carbs, and guess what? 100 grams of sugar.
So if you're going to go to a workout and you're going to drink 600 calories of a smoothie after, that's a waste. You can get a 600 calorie nutrient dense meal, 50 grams of protein, get you some fiber, get you some vitamins. Why would you get that?
25 teaspoons of sugar, guys. What about this blimey line?
25 teaspoons of sugar. Well, you're working backwards at this point. And my clients used to get so upset with me when I told them that's not a healthy option after the workout.
Okay. 440 calories, that's less calories. 111 grams of carbs, 108 grams of sugar. Let's do.
Come on, y'all. It's crazy, man. But it's a lot of people that think they're doing something, getting a smoothie after the workout. And these are the type of smoothies they're getting.
The math, that's 27 teaspoons of sugar. What does that look like? Okay, come on, that's some sugar right here. Let me just give you a visual. Look good here and look good here, you all. This is why your body's inflamed. This is why you have no energy. This is why you have hot flashes. This is why your knees hurt, your shoulders.
Oh, so it's not because she's a black woman.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And it's a black woman talking about it, who's actually quote unquote qualified. That's the homie Rochelle, big dog, OG in the game. She's actually qualified, but they still not going to listen to her.
Shoulders hurt. This is why you don't feel well. This is why you don't sleep well at night. You have fallen for the okie doke, okay? This bad juju. Don't do this, okay? Don't do this. Do you understand me? Don't do this.
Hey, man, shout out to Rochelle, man. She doing her thing, man. She be working with Eric Thomas and all types of big time people, bro. But yeah, man, every excuse in the book, you know. But when you break down the science, the macronutrients, micronutrients, you bring up the carbs, you bring up the sugar, nobody wants to listen. It's because black women are stressed.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Crazy, man. Hey, killing y'all today. We're gonna get in these comments and get up out of here. There are tropical smoothie places here in New York. I didn't even know New York had tropical smoothie. 100 grams of sugar. You want to talk about Joey Swole at the end of the live stream? Yeah, let me get through these comments, bro. There's much better smoothies there. There's much better smoothies there. Go there all the time. Get a detox island green with whey protein. These people are just not reading the labels. A lot of people don't understand reading labels. You might as well make your own smoothies. That's exactly. Two cans of Coke levels. All right, Shannon Sharp. Tropical smoothie ain't good. No way. I'm not sure about the smoothies, but the food is awful for sure. That's a lot of sugar. They said it's genetics. One step forward, three steps back. I got you. How long has she been a trainer for? Rochelle been doing this for, I don't know how long, but years. She was doing it. When I first started, she definitely was training. She been doing it for a long time, but definitely more than 10, probably like 15 years. I think probably more than that. I don't know. I'll ask her. Makes me think of those coffee drinks that are basically milkshakes with caffeine. Yep. Nothing particularly wrong with sugar. We need it. We just don't need it in excess, overly processed. Calories equivalent to a nutrient dense meal. Drink that smoothie only to be hungry 30 minutes later. Big facts. I now understand why my pops are so strict with my sugar intake. Yep. They definitely gonna call her a pygmy. That's why I like my Fitness Pal. My Fitness Pal is great. They have the turbinado in them, raw sugar. You have to actively ask them to take the turbinado out. When I order mine, it's nearly 110 to 140 calories. People don't read, they just big backing. That's a lot of calories.
Big back activity.
Don't forget the big back airplane comment. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to start from the beginning, but I saw someone smash 500-pound women. Nah, I'll watch it live. But then see, 108 grams sugar is more sugar than gay dudes in San Francisco and ATL. Oh, brother.
No diddy, you know.
First of all.
Give me canceled.
That's past course, man.
Mr. Fit All Sports, I go once in a while, but I always say no sugar in the smoothies. Thanks for the information. Absolutely, man. So, a fire episode today, man. So, real quick, what Frost was talking about was basically, I was talking about the 500-pound guy in the airport. I basically said, this is ridiculous. He's recording content. He asked for a wheelchair. He's able-bodied, was walking fine, yada, yada, yada. It's on my Instagram and TikTok and YouTube shorts, 500-pound airport. And this guy basically told me that I'm not God and I can't judge people. And I rebutted. I said, God doesn't like gluttony and God would not be happy with that. You know, you putting all these processed foods in your body, things that he didn't make for us to put in our body. And he said, well, God could come back on earth as that person. I said, God would never come back on earth as that type of person. Then he told me I need to switch my Bible. I'm reading the wrong type of Bible. My Bible don't make sense. And I got the wrong Bible. But it's just crazy, man. A lot of people, not that I'm like the most holiest Christian, but people always try to hit me with stuff like that. And it's just, you know, when I hit them with the facts and with the scripture, not saying that I follow the scripture 100%, but it's the facts though, you know? So don't try to bring that up and get mad when people hit you with facts. And now, real quick, the Joey Swole situation. So pretty much Joey Swole, you know, Hulk Hogan passed away. Joey Swole posted a video. He had on a Hulk Hogan costume and he was doing curls in a Gold's Gym. People got mad because apparently Hulk Hogan said something racist. He don't want his daughter dating black men. Well, guys, guess what? Most white men don't want their daughters dating black men. it's the truth. It's the truth. Like, why are you offended by that? It's the truth. These same black people that say they don't want they sons dating white girls or their daughters dating white men. It's the same shit. Why are y'all mad about that? Y'all say this shit behind closed doors. The amount of people, black people I've heard say that is probably 90% of them. Okay. So they got mad at Hulk Hogan for saying that. Joey Swole supported him but showed a tribute to his death by wearing the costume. Joey Swole gets online and says he doesn't mean any harm. Why are we focused on him and not the colored people? He called black people colored people, which was idiotic.
Nope.
Which was idiotic. You don't call black people colored people in 2025. Joey Swole lost his damn mind. Still, I'm not offended. I just think that was dumb. So he got online and apologized, whatever. People still mad. People trying to cancel him now. He said he's not making content anymore. That's a bitch ass move. Number one, you don't let any haters or anybody throw you off your content game. Grow some nuts. Grow some balls. You don't do that. You've been a great person, a great person in the fitness space. We do need Joey Swole. So you don't let that happen. You fucked up. You made a mistake. You're a grown man. We all make mistakes. We've all said some stupid shit. I know I have. I've said plenty of stupid shit. Everybody on this podcast has said some dumb shit before. And all of us have probably said some racist shit before, more than likely behind closed doors, whether it was intentional or unintentional. I truly think him saying colored was unintentional. It was dumb, but at the same time, as somebody who's been to white schools, I've been around some prestigious white folks. My mom sent me to a prestigious middle school, all boys school. So I was around governors' kids, politicians' kids. A lot of them ain't been around no black people. Joey Swole might be one of them people. So they say some stupid shit, not out of racism. They just don't fucking, they ain't been around no black people. So they don't know, nobody was there to check them and tell them, hey, you can't say that. A lot of them white kids I went to school with, I had to tell them, yo, you can't fucking say that. I'd have gotten fights for that, for saying some racist shit. They didn't know better. Now, I'm not making excuses for the guy because the shit was still stupid. But, yo, move on. Motherfuckers say bad shit about white people every day. Bad shit about Latinos every day, especially with all this ICE shit. All this racist shit people be saying about Latinos. So I didn't think it was that big a deal. But everybody online bitching about it. It's ridiculous, bro. So that's my two cents on it. I'm not going to go too deep in there. But people are just so fucking sensitive. People don't have nothing productive to do. But him saying colored was fucking retarded. Excuse my language. I don't think I can say that on YouTube, but I said it. You can't say that. Like, bro, this is not segregated bathrooms and water fountains. That man said colored. Get your colored ass in the field. Get your colored ass in the back of the bus. Joey Swole fucked up with that one. I can't defend that. He just be reading the BBB Big Bag Bible on the high end and consume 24 grams of sugar. Yeah, he said color. Color is such an outdated term. Yeah, he fucked up with that one. Listen. You got to consult your PR team before you go live. If you going live to apologize on some racist shit, you got to consult your PR team before you go live apologizing about some alleged racist comments. That was dumb. That was dumb. He should have just been like, take it or leave it instead of leaving social media. Bro, like, Joey apologized. He didn't double down. And not that anyone cares, but I date black men. I guess so upset about this racism nonsense. Listen, bro, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. I'm not going that far. But what I say is people do complain about racism and, you know, No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. It's cool. I'm changing my mind. Joey Swole called his color. That's crazy, though. I know they got on his. Yeah, they got him for it. These slow blacks want to call themselves people of color. So I don't care if a white man calls his color. Like, bro, I'm going on with my day. Yeah, it was dumb. He shouldn't have said it. It is offensive. But to be trying to cancel him, he said color, that's fucking hilarious. The folks who want to hold Hogan accountable for his bullshit, stay loyal to motherfuckers who they know who do a bunch of bullshit. Exactly. Y'all listening to NBA Youngboy. Y'all listening to Sexy Red. She came out with a lip gloss line. The flavors was named STDs. Like, come on, folks. We support dumb shit. Come on. Come on. Like, bro, this shit kills me. I've said so many ignorant things as a white person, and I was incorrect and apologized. But we all say some stupid shit, bro. We human. Like, motherfuckers act like they're not human. Joey Swole off forgive. Hulk Hogan, on the other hand, I'm not speaking ill on the dead. That's the thing. That's what I said. I'm not disrespecting no dead people, bro. I don't care who it is. I'm not disrespecting the dead. People too sensitive. Because at the end of the day, bro, imagine it's your time to go. We at your funeral, and they just bring up the racist shit you said, or they bring up the dumb shit you said, or they bring up a conversation behind closed doors that was secretly recorded. You had a conversation with your wife or husband and was talking crazy, and they define your existence by that. like people always want to cancel people. I understand why folks was offended, but he should definitely keep making content. Just watch it. Exactly. People gonna forget about it, and they'll bring it again. They'll bring it up again in 15, 20 years. But most people not gonna care. People wake up looking for racism. How can I be offended today? Yeah, he was great for the gym. Every black man has been told by his mama, aunties to not bring white women home. Every black man has been told that. All of them. And them like it's come on, y'all. I've called homosexuals the F word. I've even called another black person the N word with the hard R in real life because it pissed me off when I was younger. I'll admit it. Yeah, we all did it, man. Hulk Hogan was hard R. He was. He did. But this is a fitness podcast. I really don't care if someone calls me a racial slur, but a lot of black people do care and will throw punches over where and get locked up. I'm not getting locked up because somebody called me the N word, bro. I'm going to go home, sleep in my bed, get up and enjoy my next day and go to the gym the next day. At the end of the day, if you feel like you got to call me the N-word, you're an idiot. I'm above you. I'm better than you. My life better than yours. I'm not stooping down to your level and getting all emotional and sensitive like a little bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
I got arrested on this channel a few times. Yep, you sure did. When I'm mad, I said things I didn't mean. We all did, bro. Don't just Joey racist, don't get that vibe from. Don't think Joey racist, don't get that vibe from him. Joey Swole is one of those guys who has an audience of mostly men. If his audience was women, he couldn't live it down because women are petty and don't forget anything. Dudes just check you then move on. Yeah, at the end of the day, life goes on, exactly. So that was Joey Swole. I'll probably do a video on that. And then I was going to talk about the Shannon Sharp situation. I'm not giving my full opinion on this because. Yeah, but the whole Shannon Sharp situation, where do I want to go with this? So ESPN is not keeping him. ESPN is under Disney. If you understand Disney, they are, how do I say this? Disney's not rocking with that. Shannon's not adding any value to Disney by being on there. The ratings are going to plummet, and then he's going to ruin Stephen A. Smith's name. You know, Stephen A. Smith is like the biggest thing at ESPN. So he's going to make Stephen A. Smith look bad because Stephen A. Smith is the one who vouched for him to get on ESPN when he got let go from Fox Sports. So they can't keep him, especially with those text messages leaked. You can't keep him. I'm trying to keep this mild. Trying to keep this mild. I don't want to go too ham because I do got an extreme opinion on it. Shannon fucked up. Shannon fucked up. Now, what I will say is this. Everybody mad, one, because he was fucking with a white girl. Hey, it's 2025. This shit happens. I'm not out here de-policing. Do what you want. He a grown ass man. Then people had an issue with the age gap. If you think that there aren't girls 20 years old fucking 50 year olds out here, I need you to go touch some grass.
We do not care.
I need you to go touch some grass. It's you think you 50 year old single guys, do you think they, for most of them, you think they not fucking 20 something year olds and 30 something year olds? You think they just messing with old 50 year olds? No disrespect. I'm just being honest. So I don't know why y'all so surprised. Talking about he's a groomer, this and that. Celebrities, older men celebrities been messing with young chicks for decades. Centuries. That ain't nothing new. So we'll just throw that out there. So people all panties in a bunch about that, but that's like very common with celebrities. And I lived in LA. I seen some shit. I was around some shit, seen some shit. let's get in these comments, man. These are the same ninjas who go on Maury's show and they not the father. Joey ain't racist, but he's a virtual signaler to the nth degree. Yep. If cancel culture was a thing when I first moved to the U.S., I would have been sent back to the island. In my defense, it was my first time being around people from all races. Shannon, not so sharp, did it to himself. He did. He didn't move correctly. And I think this could have been avoided. I don't know if I want to say why I think it could have been avoided. Just because, I don't know. We'll see. See how I feel. I've been called the N-word in the military and kept my composure. Because, yeah, bro. Disney was never family friendly. So what's the issue? Just saying. I can't say what I want to say. What I say is this, though. I'll say this about Disney. Look up, I think the girl, is her name Sage Steele? The mixed girl that they're broadcasting for ESPN. Look at her case that's going on with Disney. And then look at the Shannon Sharp case, and you'll see why Disney is not keeping Shannon Sharp. It's just not in alignment at all. I'm not saying anything further than that. she ain't a young girl, she's a young hoe. There's a difference. Yeah, there we go. White men are known for dating much younger, no one cares, but if it's an older black guy, everyone loses their mind. Leonardo DiCaprio. But you know, black people get successful like Shannon, people try and bring them down. You know, the best thing and worst thing that happened to Shannon Sharp was that Cat Williams interview. It was great. He got views. He made millions of dollars off of it. But that was the beginning of the end. Because once you reach that peak, people going to try to bring you down. Not saying that he shouldn't have tried to reach his peak, but that's what happens. People will try to bring you down. In LA, it seems to be pretty, really popular in terms of the wide age gap. Yeah, like, bro. Dog. Like, living in LA, like, them chicks not looking for a 25-year-old chick not trying to date a 25-year-old dude. Like, when I trained Jim Jackson, look up Jim Jackson. He a broadcaster for the LA Clippers. When I trained Jim Jackson, the amount of women my age that were seriously blowing my phone up to try to talk to him was insane. That's when I learned. I said, oh, okay. All this grooming and he dating younger and pursuing younger chicks, that shit bullshit, bro. These chicks be trying to date the dads and the granddads and shit if they got a bag. Do not get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. I ain't gonna say who, but I done been to spots where dudes was bringing young chicks in their 50s and 60s. They sitting on old dudes' lap and shit. I'm like, oh, okay, this really be happening. So I think Shannon, if I'm not mistaken, Shannon Sharp living. Was it LA or Vegas, whatever? That shit, especially in Vegas, that shit is common, bro. Like, but people don't leave their city. People don't leave PG County. And people don't leave Harlem. And then just don't leave Philly.
Nope.
Disney got rid of Gina Carano back in 2021 over her Twitter post. That's what I'm saying. Disney don't play that, bro. Disney fuck up everything they touch. This was definitely modern buck breaking. It was definitely modern buck breaking. And you never know, behind the scenes, Shannon could have pissed somebody off. Because they said that's what they said happened with Diddy too. They said he pissed somebody off. So I'm not saying what I agree with or disagree with. I'm just telling you what they said. That boy got too big for his britches type shit. Yep. Then people got mad because he let Cat go on there and expose their puppets and made a bag off it. But I say, he pissed somebody off. She was an OnlyFans model, yo. Not saying if she was abused, that's okay, but it wasn't. But come on, man, hold her accountable. Yeah, she was an OnlyFans model, which most of them are prostitutes. I mean, anyway. And then the lawyer, Tony Busby. Look at Tony Busby's history. Look at his track record, particularly going after black men. If any case with Tony Busby, that right there tells you, oh, this might be some bullshit. So a lot of young women do make the first move on older men. Also, that whole cougar cub situation is more popular nowadays. Yep. Shout out CGA. He be showing what these young girls be up to with old heads. Shout out CGA. Hey, and CGA rocks with Less Brunches, More Crunches too. CGA be showing big love on Instagram. Shout out CGA, my guy. As I told you, a lot of content creators fuck with me. They ain't gonna shout me out, but they fuck with me. But anyway, what was I about to say about Shannon? I forgot. Oh, I was about to say, even me at 32, bro, when I tell you like 17, 18, 19-year-old girls be trying to talk to me, I don't do that. But I'm just saying, like, bro, these chicks, they try to act like, first of all, y'all say women more educated than men. But then when it comes to that, y'all act like women don't know what they're doing, bro. They know exactly what they're doing. These women are not stupid. Like, they do pursue older men. It's been happening for years, bro. Been happening for years. I did not say I go after 18-year-olds. That's not what I said. Before y'all go try to twist that shit up. Yeah, see Marty on the podcast. You heard what he said? Ass ninja. Monique told Shannon to chill, and he didn't. I mean, who's listening to Monique, bro? Monique just said she's an atheist and doesn't believe in Jesus, so I'm not. Okay. But yeah, she did say that. 18 years old and outside of high school is fair game. You said it, not me. That ninja, Wicked Scorpion, said it, not me, so. Anything else, man, before we get up out of here? Because I do need to shut it down, get ready for bed. Make sure y'all hit that like button for your boy, man. It's a good combo. But anything like that, y'all, you know, if anything's going on and y'all want to bring it up at the end of the podcast, I'm cool with that. I'm probably just going to skim over it in the middle of the podcast. But we can always have these type of talks, man. And I try to keep it mild because I know I got different audiences, especially with the ladies watching. I try not to go too far on those type of topics. Women spend half their lives pursuing older men. We all know girls in middle and high school with grown ass men. I tell you, bro, when I was a freshman in high school, the girls that I liked as a freshman in high school was dating the seniors. I'm just saying. We could tell no lies. It's only until they get there. All right, we're not going there, bro. This ninja Seth, bro. Get some sleep. Hit the damn like button. Cause them collard green cookies trending on TikTok, ridiculous. Send that joint to me, Damon. Shout out, Damon. Send that joint to me, bro. You, Marty, you got T's. See them on the site. Yes, sir. They on the site. Go to bestsellers. The bestsellers tab. They right there. The bestsellers tab got the tees and the hoodies in there. So, or you just click the YouTube video. But anyway, man, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seth said, you keeping the bean. I know you keeping the bean. I know that. I know you keeping the bean, but, you know, with this being a fitness platform, it's just certain directions I ain't going. I already be pushing it. I ain't going there. Yeah. I ain't going there. But we'll be live again Friday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We're gonna have another fire episode. I got some fire content for y'all this week, man. And please hit that like button. And you know the motto: if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And listen, like I said, we'll be live again Friday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. I appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.